Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode, Timothy Brown of Football Archaeology joins us again this week to educate us on another aspect of football history. This week, we chat about the high-scoring squad of Coe College way back in 1914. Tim's got all the details coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your portal to positive football history. And we're going to stare through that portal today and go back into some football archaeology because it's Tuesday and we have our friend Timothy Brown from FootballArchaeology.com. Tim Brown, welcome back to the Pig Pen.
Hey, Darren. Good to see you once again. Looking forward to talking about Coe College.
Yeah, Coe College. And I wasn't aware of this, that there was another point-a-minute team. You had a great post on September 17th about that. You know, when I think about point-a-minute teams, you know, of course, the famous Michigan teams from the early 20th century come to mind under Fielding H. Yost. And I did not realize there was another one called a point-a-minute team.
Yeah, so you know, if listeners aren't aware, Coe College is a small liberal arts college in Iowa, and you know they were certainly aware, or at least their reporters were certainly aware of Fielding Yost's point-a-minute team that at Michigan, and so you know part of what I did in the article is just point out that they didn't score a point a minute; they were under it, but they scored a lot of points, you know, and so this Coe College team ends up, you know, in having kind of a similar season. They were just scoring all kinds of points. You know, they played other small colleges in Iowa, and they played one game in Illinois. They also played their second game of the season was against Iowa State, who they lost to. But, you know, they seem to have played respectively against them. So they, you know, they kind of did their non-conference season. And then during conference, they just started playing teams that they just were kind of blowing them out of the water. I mean, they won one game. It's like 121-0 or, you know, some silly thing like that. But, you know, so they just ended up, you know, just having a phenomenal year. And so then they started, you know, they started being touted as the point a minute team, you know, obviously copying Michigan. But it's just kind of a, you know, it's a team that basically few people, are aware of or care about, you know, that's kind of the life of small college football. But, you know, I love being able to bring those in, you know, here and there where there's something interesting, something compelling, about a team like Coe, you know. I happen to, you know, one of the things that I use as illustrations for the blog and for my books as well, as I collect old, you know, football related postcards. And so sometime back I had acquired one with Coe College, you know, of this Coe College season. And then I never really had looked into it very much. And once I said, oh, this might be something worthwhile, you know, for a tidbit. And I got, you know, started looking into it, and there's this whole story about the point a minute and, you know, two of the teams that they beat that year, the colleges no longer exist. One merged into, you know, merged with Coe. Yes, so they had this kind of incestuous thing going on with some of the Iowa schools. But anyway, it's just a, you know, I think just kind of a fun story about a team that kind of came out of nowhere and just was kicking everybody's butt, which is, you know, always fun.
But, you know, that's the sweet spot of your tidbits, you know, these things that many of us that are in the football know are not aware of, and you bring it back to the forefront and make us aware of it and preserving the football history. And that's, I mean, that's the magic of what you do with football archaeology. And we really appreciate that. And, you know, especially sharing somebody like Coe College that probably most of us have never heard of.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your comments, but yeah, I mean, I just think it's, you know, it's just interesting to see kind of how they did things back then. And again, it's just the whole evolution of the game. It's just, there's, you know, there were bits, you know, there were spurts at times, but a lot of it's just really slow progression. And then, you know, the game casts certain elements aside. We don't need this anymore. And, you know, we end up with the game we have today, which is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, especially offensively, it's the most exciting game we've ever had, right? I mean, it's there's just so many different options, so many different things that teams can do now. Back then, you know, not so much the case. It was, you know, pretty much run it up the gut football. You know, some teams did some other things in passing, but a lot of it was pretty old school.
Yeah, well, so, just sure glad that you're sharing that with us and, you know, collecting those things that and recording them for everybody to enjoy. So now if listeners, if you would like to be aware of what Tim's coming up with, some of these, you know, antiquated items from football or teams that are no longer exist or maybe had their day, you know, in the sun and it's no more, you know, Tim is going to share with us right now how you can find him and find his tidbits and subscribe.
Yeah, so my site is footballarchaeology.com. It's a Substack site. So if you happen to be a Substack user, then you can find it through that mechanism as well. But just footballarchaeology.com. I post everything that's on the site. I post it on Twitter as well. But you know, the advantage of subscribing is that you'll then get a newsletter. Everything that I post becomes an email sent to your inbox on a, you know, essentially a nightly basis at 7 o'clock Eastern. And then my, you know, the long form articles kind of come out in a little bit more random order. But that's the way to find me. If you enjoy it, great. Whichever way you want to access it, have at it.
All right. Tim, thank you very much for sharing the footballarchaeology.com items with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Darren.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.